First of all, I would like to thank my collaborator, Dr. Klaus Schmidt-Rowe. We know that charcoal plays an important role in the Earth's carbon cycle, and the production of charcoal from biomass may be a good strategy for carbon sequestration. And it's important to know the structure of charcoal in order to understand its role and utilize it beneficially. Solid-state AMR is ideal for charcoal characterization because it's non-destructive, it can measure insoluble organic matter, and it can provide comprehensive structure information. The AMR characterization of charcoal in the literature were primarily based on a technique called C13 cross-polarization magical angle spinning. And if not all, but most, at least 99% of this research in the literature based on this technique. But it should be realized that this technique is just a semi-quantitative. It has reduced cross-polarization efficiency for non-protonated carbons because this technique is basically based on the hydrogen proton magnetization. If there's not the hydrogen or proton far away from the carbon, then this technique cannot detect these carbons very well. This situation is very serious for charcoal because, as you know, that charcoal is mostly non-protonated. It also has a sideband problem and baseline distortion in the literature. So in the past years, we have developed a series of advanced solid-state AMR, especially for the characterization of the natural organic matter. These techniques can allow us right now to identify specific functions used in the advanced spectral editing techniques, detect the connectivities using the two-dimensional AMR, like the 2D helical, and the identify the domains and the heterogeneities using the proton spin diffusion. So based on these systematic techniques, here in this talk, we propose a protocol for systematic characterizing char using advanced solid-state AMR techniques. This protocol will include the examination of aromaticity and non-protonated aromatic fraction using a quantitative C13 AMR and investigation of char environments such as the CO bonding in detail using two-dimensional proton C13 heteronuclear correlation AMR and spectral editing techniques, and the estimate of the size of the aromatic clusters using long-range proton C13 double diffusing and also based on the protonation of aromatics. So the objective of this talk is to demonstrate this protocol for systematic characterizing char structure using advanced AMR techniques. And with this protocol, we were able to get the information on the aromaticity and protonated aromatic fraction and detailed char environments and the size of aromatic clusters. So the first step for this systematic protocol is to use the direct polarization to get a more accurate aromaticity and the non-protonated aromatic carbons. And as I just stated a moment ago, that in the literature, they mostly relied on a technique called the proton C13 cross-polarization technique. And a lot of people just use 1 millisecond cross-polarization time, and this is standard in the C13 solid-state AMR in the literature. And as I said, that 99% of the AMR work is using this technique. However, it has been demonstrated many, many times that cross-polarization is just a semi-quantitative. It has very low carbon detectability for charcoal, around 25 or 60%. It forcefully reduced the aromaticity. As you can see, the two spectra between what I show here, one is CP, one is direct polarization, and CP. Cross-polarization only detected about one-third of the aromatics as the direct polarization. Thus, the standard 1 ms cross polarization of char greatly distorted the information of the charcoal and therefore not acceptable. So when you read the literature, and if they use the cross polarization to characterize the charcoal, and I believe that most of the case the information is distorted, and sometimes maybe you can prolong the CP time, but you know the T1 row proton will also kill you, and so it's better for you to use direct polarization, and any models based on the cross polarization is not acceptable. In contrast, in our study, we use the direct polarization at a high spin speed and to get the accurate aromaticity, and using a new technique which we developed, that's direct polarization combined with the dipole diffusing to get the percentage of the non-protonated aromatics. In some cases, that there are some residues of the carbohydrates in your sample. Then what we use do is that we use our new C13 chemical shift and search technique, which can separate the anomerics of carbohydrates from aromatics. Sorry. And the second step for the systematic characterization is you use the advanced speculating techniques that we developed and combine with two-dimensional AMR to get the detailed environment of a char. For the charcoal, in addition to the aromatics, there are also other kinds of function groups and how these other function groups associated with aromatics and what are these function groups. This information is very important for charcoal because this can tell you sometimes the fatality of the soil. For example, by using all the advanced technique called the CH-only selection, we can tell that, okay, this kind of the grass soil humic acid, and in addition to some of the oxidized char, there are also some of the peptide residues. By using the C13 chemical shift analysis, we can clearly tell that there are also some carbohydrate residues in this sample, although the percentage of these function groups are not high. And especially use the two-dimensional AMR, we can investigate how the other groups are associated with the aromatics in your char sample. For example, in this Zook soil humic acid, our two-dimensional AMR, 2D helical, clearly demonstrated that the majority of the CO groups is bonded to the aromatic rings, and which is like the oxide of the charcoal. And the third step for systematic characterization is to use two parameters. One is the H fraction. The second is the diffusing rate from the long-range dipole diffusing to estimate the size of the aromatic clusters in your charcoal. And from the direct polarization, you can get the more relatively accurate the percentage of the edge carbon, bridged carbon. And with this information, you can start to come up with kind of model. And you can draw this with the linear model. You can draw this with the planar model. But you can see that with the same information, we can draw different kinds of the model. Of course, this is just a rough stage. And in order to get a more accurate model, and so that we can refine that using another parameter, that's the diffusing rate from long-range dipole diffusing. This technique is very straightforward. It uses the proton to diffuse carbon. If the carbon is far away from proton, then like in the charcoal, the diffusing rate will be very low. And if it's the proton is close to the carbon, then diffusing will be fast, like the lignin, right? And then we run a series of these experiments, and we run this mollusk soil humic acid. We also got the data for the grass char, water char, and some model compounds. The reason we use this all kinds of things is try to use this as standards so that we can compare the mollusk soil diffusing rate with other samples, and then we get a relatively more accurate idea about what kind of model you should have. For example, if we use this model, then it means that most carbons are within 2 pounds from proton. That cannot that the diffusion rate will be like a curve there. Then this cannot explain why this molly soil is diffusion rate is like this. So you, by this diffusion rate parameter, we can refine model and we can say, okay, this model could be more accurate. Using this systematic protocol, now let's look at the two kinds of char. The first kind of char is generated from switch cross, and it's generated using the slow paralysis, fast paralysis, and gasification. As you can see, the dominant signal for this different of biomass chars are from aromatic carbon, and the aromatic CH varies significantly, and it also shows the clear shift of the non-proton aromatic carbon resonance. One of the things I need to point out is that for this kind of charcoal, and because they are generated under the nitrogen, and when you look at the signal around 170 ppm or 76 ppm, and this way normally assigned, as if you're familiar with the AMI, is normally assigned these two CO groups, but since this char generated under this condition, so we do not see much of these signals, but it's also a risk concern about this kind of char usefulness for the soil fertility, because if you do not have this kind of CO groups, then the rotation of the cations and the fertility of this soil should be not so good. So that's also give you some guidelines which way you should go to produce your charcoal for amend your soil. So based on the diffusion rate, also based on the edge carbon fraction, we can also come up with some reasonable model for this different kind of charcoal. Another kind of charcoal that we examined with this systematic technique is the char from open file. And again, we use direct polarization and direct polarization with dipolar diffusion to get the aromaticity and non-proton aromatics. Because this is open file, there's oxygen, and so you can see that the CO groups around 176 ppm is much higher than the char generated from the nitrogen. And based on the nutrition situation, and definitely this kind of charcoal is a bad one for soil scientists. And again, use the fraction of the edge carbon and bridge head carbon, and also we compare the diffusion rate of this char with other model samples. We can also come up with a reasonable model for the aromatic cluster. Conclusion, the all-advanced systemic solid-state map provides a good protocol for a comprehensive structural characterization of charcoal. And by using the direct polarization C13MR, we can get more accurate aromaticity and the non-proton aromatic fraction. And it indicates that the traditional CPMS is not acceptable for study of charcoal. And by using the CH dipolar diffusion, long-range dipolar diffusion, also based on the parameter of the protonation of aromatics, we can provide the size of the aromatic fusion ring clusters. And based on the spectral editing techniques and the two-dimensional MR, we can tell you the detailed structure environment for any sample you can provide me. And in molly soil humic acid, 2D helical proves that CO bonded to aromatics, and which is like the oxidized charcoal, and the synthetic char are not as carboxylated as open file perennial grass char. And finally, I would like to thank several programs of National Science Foundation for supporting my research. I also thank the PIF and the Jeffries Foundation for financial support. Thank Dr. Mike Thompson and several other students and professors for supporting. Thank you.
Talking about, you can only use on isolates. You really couldn't take a soil charcoal. that's in the soil and use these techniques because you don't have the sensitivity.
You mean directly from soil?
Yeah.
Right? That could be cause a kind of challenge, you know. And there's some of the study right now use one kind of the moly soil from Iowa and in cross group, and they try the direct position. Actually, they really can got really good data for that. It's pretty challenging for you know, you got up some soil and directly ported to instrument. It's because the percentage of carbon is pretty low.
I mean, we've tried direct polarization and have had some small success on whole soil.
Okay.
But in general, CPMAS is the only way to do it.
For the whole soil, and in some case, it's easy to get the signal from, in some case, from CP, then DP.
Yeah.
Because for the whole soil, you can use relatively short recycle delay. And also, for the whole soil, there's parametric materials over there. And if you use CP, the parametric materials are there will be kill you the cross-polarization. And use direct polarization, you really don't have concern about that. We run some of the CP of the whole soil, and the coupling with the parametric materials can show you a lot of signal just below zero ppm up to the minus 100 ppm, then above 300 or 400 ppm. This is because there's strong coupling between the parametric material like iron and the carbon spins. So it's and you can see for the biochar application, this is really very good. So and another my study shows that for the humid substance, they really pull out the fraction of the biochar, like zinc soil humic acids. And if you use if you look at the whole soil organic matter, most of them are really biopolymers. So that's another publication next year. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.